So I'm here with Davo after a 2-0 home defeat in the league to Barton Rovers. Davo, I know you picked up obviously a few injuries on Thursday and you've had a few games across the last week. Well, this will be the fourth one in a week, but you must be disappointed with the performance and the display of the team today.
The performance was poor. Result was disappointing. But yeah, there is an excuse there. I mean, the performance was poor. It was tired. It was laboured. But the lads have, I mean, due to the injuries, I think almost every player today, with the exception of one or two, have played every minute of three games in a week, four games in a week. So, you know, I hear people shouting and saying, run around more and do this and do that. It's very difficult, and I agree, supporters have got rights to have a win, just totally the right thing, but you have to take into account certain factors and circumstances, and we've come in and we've had a dig at them after the game. You know, I haven't blasted them, like I've done that in the past, I haven't blasted them. Performance wasn't good enough today, simple as that, but they've given us an awful lot this week, and today was a bridge too far, really.
That being said, though, I thought the first 20 minutes of the game you were probably the better side and carved out maybe a couple of half chances and could quite easily have gone 1-0 up in the first 20 and then obviously got hit on the break and ended up being 1-0 down.
Yeah, I think that was I think it was important for us to try and get ahead today. If we'd have got ahead, and psychologically it gives you a lift, you don't feel quite as tired in that situation. If we'd have got ahead, I think that would have I think we'd have been a bit more lively throughout the game, but it didn't happen. We missed some good chances in that first half. Definitely looked the better team, but again, catalogue of times we gave the ball away, they've chipped over the top, lads got in, struck a good shot and scored 1-0. To come in at half-time 1-0 down, you think, oh no, we're up the slope now, second half, which normally we're good at, but today it was always going to be difficult with the tired legs and the weary bodies that we had. So yeah, it was... We needed a good start. We didn't get it in terms of the score. Some of the play was half decent though.
And second half, obviously, again you say tired legs, and it showed that you didn't look as though you had your normal energy. You didn't look as though you played your normal pressing game, and eventually they sort of broke you down and 2-0, and the game was probably over from that point.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, let's not take anything away from them. They obviously came looking for a bit of revenge after what happened at their place. I'll be honest, they weren't an awful lot better than they were that day, and that's how much difference there was in our level of performance. I'm disappointed. You know, credit to them, they've got the result, and you know, thoroughly deserved it.
And you got obviously another tough game on Tuesday when you host Egham. As I say, they're right up there, and it will be again a very different challenge to what today was like.
Yeah, that's going to be extremely difficult. They're flying, aren't they? They're going for the title. They probably look favourites to win it. I know Kings Langley are. But it's close between them and Kings Langley, and we're going to have to play them twice each. So, you know, that'll be interesting and good fun. So we look forward to that. It's going to be tough Tuesday. I wish we had our full strength team. We're not going to have it. We're going to be nowhere near it again. But we've got to just do the best that we can. You know, we've got to a good stage of the season. Won semi-final, still in a quarter-final of the cup. Went out of another semi-final, went out in another quarter-final. More points than we've had for 5 years. So it's not all bad, is it? You know, it'd be nice if we can pick up a few more results and a few more good performances before the end of the season, and we can start building for next year. We are already looking at next year as a team. I think if we keep the squad together and add a few in some key areas, we've got every chance of an even better season next year. So, yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed today. Grand scheme of things, though, it's not all bad. You know, we look a good side this season. I think we've entertained in most games today. It just wasn't to be. And, I apologise for the level of performance of the team today. But, I think maybe we can give them a bit of grace on it, because they have worked very hard this week.
And you mentioned earlier, obviously, you'd love to have your full strength side for Tuesday. I know you're nursing probably three or four injuries. Any updates on those? Is there anyone likely to come back over the next few days at all?
Well, we've got... Yeah, we've got a lot of players missing. I mean, Jack Howard came today on the bench. He was never fit to be here. He was ill, so he was never going to come on. So we had Craig Martin on the bench, assistant manager on the bench. We've got we had Craig Stanley. We pulled back from Romsey just for today, as we had no one else on the bench, and we had Jordan, who maybe would have had to come on out on field. You know, that's how bad we were in terms of numbers. We've got Jack White, who broke a hand, so he's going to be out a little while, I would have thought. Jack French, Ben Toy, both did ankles, they're going to be out a little while. We've got Brett missing, again with a foot injury, which, you know, hopefully he'll be back soon. They're all key integral players for us. And we've got the long-term Harry Davis missing. So, you know, hopefully we can start getting them back, because they are really important players to us, and we can't afford to carry a big squad. We haven't got a big squad, and it's really bitten us on the bum today, to be honest.
But as you said, not all bad. A good season for you so far. You know, two cup games in the week, still in one, went out the other one. So, as you rightly say, not all bad news at all. More points than the club scene, and, you know, probably not the best question now, or the best statement, but you and the club must be delighted, really, so far this season.
Yeah, we are. I mean, start of this week, we had four games, three away, one at home. If someone offered me two wins and two losses, would I have taken it? Maybe. You know, I wouldn't be far off taking it, if I'm honest. You know, it's one of those. It's not a bad effort, really. Three away games and a home game, four games in 7 days, and we've won two of them. So, you know, when you think of it like that, it's not too bad. But I think the performance and the tired look up that we had as a team makes it more disappointing. You know, if we'd have played really well and lost, you know, you probably wouldn't feel quite as gutted as we do, but in a way, at least we know we didn't play well and we've lost, and we haven't exactly got battered in the game. You know, there wasn't a massive amount in the game, so despite playing really poorly, we've only narrowly lost. So it's, yeah, that we can pick some positives out of it, I expect.
And any final thoughts on Barton? I mean, they came here, they looked like a good, honest side, they worked hard. They probably, on the balance of play, as you rightly say, deserve the win. But any final thoughts on them or today's game?
No, I mean, good luck to them. You know, they're very gracious when we went up there and you know, sort of battered them, really. And I'm sure they were feeling a bit sort of humiliated and stuff like that. But they took it really, really well. And you know, credit to them for that. They obviously come looking for a bit of revenge, and they've got it. And good luck to them. You know, I'm pleased that they won their county cup in the week. And yeah, good luck to them for the last few games of the season.
Well, disappointing today, but again, as I say, you welcome Egham on Tuesday, and best of luck for that.
Cheers, mate.